Welcome back to the Homeschool Advantage Podcast. I'm your host, Bex Buzzy. Today's guest is Gabrielle Hughes. She is a tutor and an autism advocate. Gabrielle got her start by teaching sewing lessons when she was a homeschool senior. She taught classes at a local homeschool group and discovered she had a passion for teaching. When she was 19, she discovered that she was most likely autistic and was able to get an official diagnosis at 21. This was a huge revelation and helped explain so much. And once she was able to seek out others like her, it was game over. Life was different in so many great ways. She is a proud autistic and firmly believes that we all have strengths and weaknesses. Gabrielle teaches social group for autistic teens on OutSchool. All of her classes meet the different learning differences and abilities, so all are welcome. In this episode, we talk about how being different isn't a bad thing. Two, how one of the most beneficial things you can do for your neurodivergent child is to help them form a community of neurodivergent peers and role models. Lastly, how autistic students don't need to learn how to act like a neurotypical person. They just need a safe environment where they can learn to be confident in being themselves. So go grab your coffee, go grab your tea and a pen and paper, because you're not going to want to miss what Gabrielle has to say. Let's get into the podcast. Say hello to our guests and tell us, what is a fun fact about your industry that will really surprise our listeners?
Well, hello, everyone, and thank you so much for having me on the show. I guess a fun fact about my business is that I have students from all over the world. So the majority of my students are from the United States and from Canada, but I also have had students from Australia. I have a couple of girls who've been taking classes with me from Australia since 2020. And then I have students from Asia. I have students from different parts of the UK. So I really just have students from all over the world. So that's pretty cool.
That is really cool. And your classes can be found on OutSchool, right?
Yes, that is correct.
So what is your focus? What's the focus of your work?
So I have a lot of different types of classes, but the majority of what I do, probably about 75% of what I do, is my social groups, which are for autistic children and teens, which span from ages 3 up through 18, because that's the span that OutSchool covers.
So how did you get started with teaching autistic kids and these types of life skills?
So when I was 19, I found out that I was autistic myself. I started doing some research and learning about autism because my parents were foster parents at the time and they were taking care of a little boy who was autistic. And as I learned more about autism, I started realizing, wait a second, especially as I started looking at how autism can present differently in females, it really resonated with me. And a couple years later, when I was 21, I was able to get an official diagnosis of autism. And from there, it's just really been my passion. I've been into teaching since I was 17. I started teaching sewing lessons, my homeschool group that I took classes at, because I was homeschooled as well. So
that is so cool. I love the fact that you've taken your life and your experience, and now you want to go ahead and like literally give back and bring like just normalcy. Like it's just a learning difference. That's really what it is, you know? And I'm just so thankful for, you know, people like you who have that mindset, who have that understanding and have that experience, knowledge and education in it, where you really can take something that for some reason, I guess, you know, when there is ignorance in some areas, people tend to not, I guess, approach it properly. And, you know, it takes people to actually dive in and be like, hey, I can thrive here and I can really help other people here. And this has been more than just, you know, my life. It's been a blessing. And I want to move forward and show people how to operate in this way. So I love that. I mean, because everybody is so different, right? We have people who are artistic, like, so artistic, like meaning like artsy. So like, I am fully artistic, right? Like I legitimately understand things only through the arts. Like I can't even explain it. Like, I can understand math through music. I understand different subjects through literally looking at art, like, and the way they paint things. I see things through singing. It's just really, and dance, I understand other subjects through dance. So for me, I just, it's a just a learning difference, honestly. And I just love what you're doing. I love, 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 love what you're doing. And so, what's been your passion? What's been your inspiration for continuing on this?
A lot of times I'll get parents, I love what I do, but sometimes it starts to feel a little bit like, all right, I'm just talking to kids all day, having conversations and playing social games. Like, why am I doing this? So a lot of times I get messages from parents and they'll tell me, like, this had made a really big difference in my kid's life, or
Love it.
my kid looks forward to this every week. My kid is really coming out of their shell and is able to make connections outside of this class, in person and in other areas of their life, because they're just building that confidence in themselves.
That's awesome. And you know, Gabrielle, you're just going through what a teacher goes through. I think all teachers, we kind of go through like, what the heck am I doing? You know, because it feels like we're getting nowhere. And it's that one letter that a kid will give us or a parent. Like, I remember when I first started teaching my first 5 years, and I was just like, I don't know, man. Like, is this what I'm supposed to do? Because it just did not, I couldn't feel fruit. It was so hard. And I was at the YMCA. And you see how I remember exactly where I was? Because they're so, it's so like pivotal when you hear these reinforcements. Like, I was at the YMCA coming out of the locker room, leaving the gym, and a mom who I didn't even know. Like, I'll be really honest, I had no idea who she was. She stops me. She's like, and that's when I was with Ms. Martinez. And she's like, Ms. Martinez. I'm like, you know, I was like, uh-oh. And she's like, oh, my daughter had you in seventh grade. And I was like, oh, wow. I'm thinking in my head, that's a while ago, because I wasn't a middle school teacher anymore. I was a high school teacher. So I was like, yeah. She goes, my daughter attests her high school, like, schooling being easy because of you. And I was like, what? She's like, yeah. She says, if it wasn't for you, high school would not be easy. So I want to thank you for that. And I remember thinking, like, wow, that's huge, you know? And like the letters that you get, like, I even got a letter once from one student. She said, I was really scared of you in the beginning. You were very scary. And but I got to learn that you were really caring, and thank you for making my, you know, it's just those one letters where you can say, all right, I know why I'm doing this. I can do it another year. I can go on. And it really has been that. And I get it. You know, I get those moments. And I think a lot of moms get it. You know that, Gabrielle? I think a lot of, you know, educators can really resonate with just that, saying,
And a
am
lot
I
of times,
doing?
especially if you're working on a certain skill and you feel like you're not getting anywhere, sometimes they really blossom away from you, the person who's fostering that skill. Like, just because they're not showing you, sometimes they just blossom away from you when they're with their parents or when they're in other environments and those skills. So it's always really good to hear from those parents. And what you said about the kids saying you were scary, that made me laugh and also reminded me, I had a student once who was like, hey, this is actually pretty fun talking to other people online. I thought this class was going to be dumb. My mom made me take it. And I was like, well, thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
You gotta love the honesty of kids. Like, if you want a litmus test, just ask a 10-year-old. They'll tell you. A 10 and 11-year-old, they will let you know exactly where you're at. Like, they have no filter sometimes,
They're
and you're
very
like,
honest.
that's awesome. That's awesome. So, you know, there's a question on here that I'm curious about. So you asked on here, like, what is autism? And would you be able to answer, like, so what is autism? I think a lot of people, we hear that word autistic, you know, this person, like, but what really is autism?
So that's actually one of the classes that I teach, and I have that for ages 3 to 7, and then 8 to 12, and 13 to 18. But really, when it comes down to it, autism is just a way that people's brains can work differently. So there's lots of different ways that people's brains can work differently.
maybe from having anxiety or from trauma and things that they've been through. Your brain might work differently if you have a learning disability or ADHD. So autism is really just one of the many ways that people's brains can work differently. And because it's a spectrum, it can look very different for different people. And when we say autism is a spectrum, a lot of times that is taken out of context to mean that someone is either a little bit autistic or a lot autistic. And something I really try to cover and make sure that people understand in my classes is that there's really no such thing as an autistic person being more or less autistic than another autistic person. But because everyone is different, we all have different traits of autism. Not every autistic person has all of the traits of autism, and everyone has those traits in different amounts. So even though every autistic person is equally autistic, if you want to put it that way, that can look very different for different people.
I love that because I've also heard women say when I get really pregnant, I'm like, so are you really not pregnant right now? Like, I don't get it. Like, I'm pretty sure you're pregnant now and you'll be pregnant
Yes.
in when before, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, so
Are you
I get
pretend
that.
pregnant right now? Yeah, like.
So I totally get that. You can't be a little pregnant. You either are or you're not. It's like one or the
Exactly.
other, and it's just different stages of, of that. So I love that. I love the fact that you don't shy away from it. You are head on, and that type of confidence is needed. It's really, really needed right now, Gabrielle, because I feel so many kids lack confidence for so many different reasons. And I do believe it's because of these soft skills that need to be taught that they don't have, and that, things like what you're doing and the skills that you're teaching, like you said, I don't know if it's happening right now, but it is, right? It really is. It's just every kid has, and I mean, I even question the same thing, but I see now that every kid has a different timetable where, like you said, it's going to blossom. It's
Exactly.
some kids are just gonna, some kids are morning glories. Every morning they blossom, other kids are not. They're roses. It takes a long time for blossom, but when it does blossom, it blossoms beautifully. You know what I mean? And it's so different. It's so different. So thank you so much for just being that person and yeah, just giving it all. Now, I usually ask the question of, does your work with learning challenges? Yes, that's actually
Yes,
the
that's pretty
crux.
much the majority of what I do.
It. That's awesome. Yeah. So I guess we could just skip that question. That's really funny. When I looked at it, I was like, oh, that's definitely everything she does. So so where can families connect with you? Where would they be able to find your resources? Are you solely on OutSchool, or do you have other platforms that you are using or are going to use eventually?
So right now I'm solely on OutSchool. I do want to branch out and start doing a little bit more, especially where OutSchool is solely secular classes. Eventually, I would like to do Bible studies for autistic students. So that's something that I would really love to do. My heart is really pulled in that direction. But for right now, I'm just on OutSchool. But if you would like to be added to an email list where I can let people know about different things that are coming up as I start introducing more options, you can email me at GabrielleHughesTutoring@gmail.com.
Got it. I will put that actually all of your links in your show notes, including your
Perfect.
email. I'll have it
Perfect.
connected directly to your email. Like
Perfect.
when they click, it'll just open email
Awesome.
and they'll be able to, and I'll put the subject, heard about you on the Homeschool Advantage. So you
Perfect.
know where that email
That
is
way I know right
actually coming
away.
from.
All right.
Yeah,
Perfect.
absolutely. So can we get like a little sneak peek really quick, like a little sneak peek into like what one of your classes would look like?
So, the beginning of my social groups, we give everyone a few minutes to get loaded in. I say hello to everyone, see how everyone's doing, and then we go around and give everyone a chance to share what they've been up to lately. Or if they're joining us for the first time, they can share some of their favorite things that they like to do for fun. And then from there, we do some like discussion questions. A lot of times I always have discussion questions ready for the kids. But first, before I start asking them questions, I will ask if anyone has any questions that they would like to ask to kind of get to know everyone, or if they have any topics that they would like to talk about. Since we're practicing their social skills, I want to make sure that they're talking about things they're interested in.
Totally.
So I try and keep the conversation student-led as much as possible, and then I have content prepared to fall back on in case they need ideas and suggestions.
That's fantastic. I love that. So, as we're wrapping it up, what is one big takeaway you want our listeners to get from our conversation today?
I think the big takeaway that I want people to get is I just want people to know that it's okay to be different. If you're autistic or neurodivergent, or if you have an autistic or otherwise neurodivergent child, especially if you don't know a lot about autism or about the different ways people's brains can work, that can be really overwhelming. A lot of times parents feel like maybe they did something wrong, or they feel like there's something wrong with their child and they need to fix it to try and make their child's life better. But I just want people to know that there's nothing wrong with being different, and that the important thing is learning how to work with your brain. If you know how to work with your brain, you can do amazing things regardless of how your brain works. But if you're fighting against your brain and trying to do things the way everyone else does, you're probably going to have problems.
You're right. You know what? I thank God that I'm not like everybody else every single day. And I know I'm quite different. Like I really do. Like I'm very, very much aware of myself and how I think. And even my husband's like, I've never met anyone who thinks like you. I'm like, I know. It's like, it's
Isn't
really
it
weird, right?
great?
I always come. Have you ever seen Zootopia?
Yes.
Okay. I am the bunny. Like legitimately, he's like, when we watch Zootopia, he's like, oh my God, they have a cartoon character after you. And I'm like, I know, this is
That's
a
hilarious because
yeah.
my son is obsessed with Zootopia. We watch it multiple times a day right now.
Oh
So.
my gosh, I still listen to Shakira's Try Everything. Like I'm in my car, I'm like, oh. It's so funny. Like I love
That's a good song.
Zootopia. Yeah, I am the bunny 100%. So, you know, it's I don't want to be like everybody else. And I love when people are so just okay with themselves and they're individual. And that literally is why I'm so attracted to the homeschooling community, because that is what it's fostered. You know, a lot of times, you know, and I teach at the public school system. So whenever I they're always talking about like, let's champion diversity and change. I'm like, you're not really doing that. Like I see what's happening here, and I see what you're calling diversity, but it's actually not. So and the like individual education plans, I'm like, what's so individual about the kid can take a test over and over again? Like that's not individual. That's just an accommodation. Like that's it. Like we're accommodating the fact that they failed the first time. You know, it's like it's so I always
Exactly.
look at those things and I'm like, that's not it. But and I just love everything that you guys are doing. I'm gonna put all the things that you have. Do you still have that coupon that you're gonna put in, Hughes
Yes.
Homeschoolers 20?
Yes. So it was Hughes Homeschoolers 20. And I forgot to say, if you want to search for me on Outschool, my username on Outschool is Gabrielle Hughes Autistic Advocate.
Okay.
So, and I think if you just search Gabrielle Hughes, I should come up as well. But
Yeah,
I just wanted to
I'm gonna
mention
put all of your links on there. So
that.
they'll
Perfect.
be able to just click and go. So that'd be perfect. Gabrielle, thank you so much for coming on today. Thank you for sharing your wisdom and just all of your energy, your inspiration, and just you're so awesome. Like I feel like I can talk to you for such a long time and just kind of like get to know you and learn more about like all the things that you know. I could become wiser by knowing you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you, and I appreciate you taking the time to have me on your show.
Awesome. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Have a great day.
If you love the conversations we're having here on the Homeschool Advantage podcast, follow or subscribe our podcast to stay in the loop and never miss this amazing content. And please highly consider taking a minute to leave a positive rating and review to help others like you discover this show. See you next time.